With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And now, back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two now underway. Funny tweet here from James Harden. I guess this came out about an hour ago and it says, I be wanting to go to the Met Gala, but I'm always in the playoffs this time of year. Hashtag Uno. And if anybody saw the fit that James Harden had on yesterday, I don't understand it. I don't want to know about it. But that's what you do when you have all that money and no cares in the world. You can just look like a fool and then go out and make the other team look like a fool by dropping close to 50 points here. All right, let's find out where JP is going tonight. Miami Heat, New York Knicks game, 7:30 tip time. It is a player prop. So high end shopping. Jalen Brunson, 24.5. We obviously don't have any numbers on Jimmy Butler just yet. Some of the secondary options on points. Max Strus, 9.5. How about this? I'll go Kyle Lowry over 11.5 points plus 100.
I'm going way off the grid today. Going R.J. Barrett to record a double-double at plus 1,000 tonight.
Makes some sense. There's a lot of bricks out there tonight expected at the Garden with that total that's listed at 208 across the board. New York Knicks, a six-point favorite tonight. And I still stand on it because, I'm expecting health to be okay here for the Knicks, which includes Julius Randle possibly getting back on the court. Haven't saw anything that says he's not going to do that. But it looks like Jimmy Butler is going to give it a go tonight. So something that you're certainly going to want to pay attention to there. We'll see if that line does shift. Like, where is that moving throughout the afternoon? Like, once we get full go, like if we say, like, okay, it's going to be Brunson full go. It's going to be Julius Randle full go. You know, no issues here from shoot around to pregame warm-ups here for Jimmy Butler. We should get a good one. And maybe it's at the point now where I'm just sitting back and I'm done just talking about the Miami Heat and being like, I just don't think they're that good. It's really wild. Because the topic I brought up today at the end of the early line was something I do every single day. You know, you're picking out stuff that say, you know what, listen up here, right? I got something to say and hear me out on this. These games still got to get played out. Like, they don't play on AI. You don't say, hey, look, Miami Heat, New York Knicks tonight. What's the final score? Beep, bop, boop, bop, boop. And it tells you. And that's exactly what happens. Like, yeah, it makes sense. That team's better than the other. Like, again, last night with no Joel Embiid, I'm still shocked that the Celtics came up that lame on their home court, especially after starting so hot from the field where it looked like the Sixers, even if they wanted to, they just couldn't defend the Boston Celtics. Every single bucket was easy. So then as we're talking tonight, like, what happens if you get news that Jimmy Butler said, hey, you know what? My ankle's not really feeling that well. Like, what's the story with him and Spoelstra? Spoelstra's like, hey, man, yo, I know you're a warrior. I'm not doubting you one bit. But I'm just telling you might be better for this franchise and for this playoff series if we rest you tonight and then bring you back for game three at home. We're not saying we're throwing the basketball game, but there's no way. Like, I know Joel Embiid was out for the 76ers. There's no way that Jimmy Butler can sit this game out tonight and the Miami Heat can hang with the New York Knicks. I mean, I love the organization for the Heat. Well-coached team, they would fight. They would. But there's no way they would beat the Knicks without Jimmy Butler. But in the same notion, there should have been no way that the Philadelphia 76ers upended the Boston Celtics either at that point. No shot at that. So if we're looking at this game overall, though, we might as well start it off here and bleed this one into the next segment when we're talking about the Lakers and the Warriors. Because where are we going with this game? Which points props do we like? It's 208 as a total. It's like old school NBA, right? We're usually used to, hey, man, 220, 230, 240 in that range. This is 208. I got to tell you, I'm leaning towards the under at 208. And it has to go perfectly. It really does. Like, you need 21-17 first quarter. Be like, okay, now we're off to a good start. Like, you get 24 or 23, even though that's below the pace. Like, oh, man, come on. They're going to blow 208 out of the water. And that's just the way I feel. There's way too many people out here, for me, banged up in this basketball game, in a playoff game, specifically for the Miami Heat. They're like, hey, we already won one up in New York. Mission accomplished. But if you're a true professional, you're not actually doing that. Like, the Miami Heat aren't coming in. And the same way you looked at James Harden last night at the end of the basketball game, like the Sixers fans, they were in disbelief. Like, oh my God, we just won a game here. How did that happen? And James Harden's like, man, get off the court. We didn't win a championship. Get back to the locker room. We won one game in round two of the playoffs. It's not the culmination of a great season, and thank you guys for showing up. It's not. Get in the locker room, and he took the mic at the post-game press conference and said, we didn't come into game one saying we're just going to lose this game. Like, that's not the way we think. Even though, to be honest with you, that's the way I was thinking. If I was in that locker room, wait, Joe's not here tonight? Yeah, come on, man. Let me get some points in this game and get out of here alive and... You know, if we steal one, it would be a miracle, but we're looking at 0-2 down, heading back to Philadelphia, and hopefully we get Joel Embiid back. But that didn't happen. But I still think that the New York Knicks are the right side in this game tonight. And I did take a player prop tonight, or should I say a parlay in this game. And it starts with the Knicks, and it ends with the Golden State Warrior player. So my two-leg parlay here, rebound edition, I took Josh Hart over 8.5 rebounds, which was plus 108, and I took Kevon Looney over 12.5 rebounds at a minus 104. The payout on that, plus 308. $25 invested, total payout $102. I'll be cheering that on. Just want a fun angle to get after. And I think Josh Hart can give that scrappiness to get that done. Hour number two is underway, a long way to go. Make sure you keep the dial right here, SiriusXM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. NBA action here at its finest tonight, doubleheader tonight. Trying to pick some scenarios that make some sense. That was a pretty fun parlay there, just, you know, a rebound angle, right? Usually you're cheering on points, assist, or points, rebounds, and assist, or something separate. But I just went two players to clean up the glass tonight. And it pays out at 308. We'll see if we can get it done. Once again, Josh Hart over 8.5 rebounds, and Kevon Looney over 12.5 rebounds. So essentially, 9 rebounds and 13 rebounds to get it done. Something I'll be watching and cheering on, or checking on, I should say, in the middle of the night with that late game here with the Lakers and the Warriors. But from the earlier game, same game parlays yesterday on fire, cracked it early. It's always nice that, you know, there's no sweat. You're not waiting on one guy. You're not worried about a blowout. Is my guy going to get back into the game? That was easy yesterday. Really cashed in, a lot of fun. And just to pick that one back up, the two that I had last night that I gave on the show, Malcolm Brogdon to get 10 or more points, James Harden to make 2 or more three-point shots, and Jason Tatum to make 3 or more made three-point shots. Plus 130, that one checked out, bang. The other one I had yesterday was Devin Booker to make 2 three-point shots or more, and Kevin Durant to make 2 or more three-point shots. That one hit at a plus 109. So I wanted to keep with that, you know, vibe today on this, right? Just to say, you know, take something that looks almost too good to be true, but take it at plus money. So we're not really climbing the ladder, per se, right? 9-1, 10-1, 30-1, 40-1, which sometimes we would do to have some fun. Did those a lot in NFL times. But this one seems pretty simple to me. If Jimmy Butler isn't all there tonight, Bam Adebayo to score 15 or more points for the Miami Heat, Jalen Brunson, I don't think he's all that banged up, even though it does say questionable with an ankle. He's going tonight in a game they must win. I took Jalen Brunson to get 20 or more points tonight. And then the final one was Gabe Vincent sneaking into the same game parlay here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. And for him to make 2 or more 3-point shots. I was actually initially looking at that for Max Strus. Last two games, 205 and 204 for Max Strus, which, again, would cash that ticket in because you only have to make two. You don't have to make three of those. But the more I started to look and the more I started to take, you know, an appearance, like, well, if I don't want to go with Strus, does anybody else give me an advantage outside like Jimmy Butler or just like Kevin Love chucking up some threes? And it was absolutely Gabe Vincent. Look at Gabe Vincent's last two games here. At Milwaukee in that closeout game. He actually shot 23 times, but he was 4 of 12 from three-point range. He launched 12 threes in that game. 22 total points. And then the opening game in the Garden against the Knicks, plays 33 minutes. He shot 16 times, but of those 16, 5 of 12 from three-point range. So again, Bam Adebayo to score 15 or more points, Jalen Brunson to get 20 or more points, and Gabe Vincent to make two or more three-point shots. It's only plus 107. So $25 is going to pay you back $51.80. But I do think that's some fun stuff to look at. You don't have to spend a lot of money to have some fun and get some leeway in these games. But that's where we're going tonight. All right. Anticipated starting lineups as of now. Let me just hit the refresh button to make sure we're on the same page here in the NBA. The Miami Heat, Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Jimmy Butler, Kevin Love, and Bam Adebayo. For the New York Knicks, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, R.J. Barrett, Julius Randle, and Mitchell Robinson. You know, sometime a little bit later today, which we're not too far off from game time, we'll get those official starting lineups, but that's looking like what it's going to be. Now, in the late game tonight, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors, all eyes on this game, even though it is late. Estimated starting lineups here for the Lakers, D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, LeBron James, Jared Vanderbilt, and Anthony Davis. For the Golden State Warriors, the home team tonight, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Kevon Looney. So if we're looking at that game as a whole, the total listed at 227.5, and now it looks like the Warriors back to a 5-point advantage over the Los Angeles Lakers. If we're looking just from strictly from a player prop perspective, there's a lot of them in this game because we're not having to worry about like the Knicks and the Heat, who's banged up, who's injured, who's going to benefit off of that. LeBron James here, the top dog for the Los Angeles Lakers with player points props, listed at 25.5 at a minus 125 number. Anthony Davis, not too far off, 24.5 at a minus 125 price. D'Angelo Russell sits at 15.5 points. Austin Reeves, identical, 15.5 points. Rui Hachimura, coming off the bench, 9.5 points. Jared Vanderbilt in the starting lineup at 5.5 points. So the key is here, which side are you trusting more tonight? Because I love the way the Lakers played in their series against the Memphis Grizzlies. But I did also appreciate the Golden State Warriors actually winning two games on the road against the Sacramento Kings. I think that series would have been different, though, however, if De'Aaron Fox had not broken his finger. I think things would have changed. But you can't go back and change what happened here. It happened. They lost. And you're just going to have to deal with it and move on. But are we looking at for another monster point? Like, Steph went for 50. And you guys know me when I'm trying to break down games to see what angles you have outside of, oh, here's what he did for the season. Like, guys that go out for 50 that are superstars, they don't come into these games and say to themselves, all right, game one at home against the Lakers, new playoff series. I just dropped 50 on the road. You know what? We'll let some other guys get involved tonight. I really don't need to, be in the mix all that much. Nonsense. Steph Curry is going to be firing away tonight. But to the tune, do you think that he can get to 31 points? It's one of those where even if you're not watching the game and just watching updates, it's like, okay, the game starts. It's 7-2 Warriors, and Steph's got 5. At the end of the first quarter, they got 29 points, and Steph's got 11 of those 29, right? That's the way it feels. And you're taking a look at a player at the height of his powers right now. Because if you're just going back and saying to yourself, all right, to start the playoffs, when did they actually start the playoffs here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, so we'll go back to the 15th of April. 37 minutes, 30 points. Followed by 40 minutes and 28 points. 36 minutes, 36 points. 42 minutes, 32 points. 41 minutes, 31 points. 36 minutes, 29 points. 37 minutes, 50 points. Look at the three-point shots he was able to get off in that seven-game series. We're talking Steph Curry here. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. No, it's not a countdown. That's actually what he was doing. Bumps it back up to 12, and then 18. He shot 18 three-point shots in a closeout road game against the Kings. That's wild. Made three-point shots in that playoff series versus the Sacramento Kings. 6-3, 6-5, 2-5-7. Which is why his three-point prop there is listed at 4.5. Which does sound kind of crazy. Well, he's got to make 5 to cash it. Yeah, but then I'm telling you, if I told you tonight, you don't know how many he's going to make. But I tell you, he shot 15 three-point shots, and his total is 4.5. Come on now. He's going over that number. That was Steph in the last game. 8 rebounds to go along with 6 assists on that 50-point night. Is he drained? Is his energy less? No shot. Come on now. They're playing the Lakers on their home court. There's no way that we're sitting back here at this time and saying, oh no, he doesn't have a lot left in the tank here. My question is going to be, is what are we getting out of Klay Thompson tonight? Take a look at his series against Sacramento. Look at the three-point volume. 14, 10, 10, 9, 11, 9, 10. And the last two games, though, 2 of 9 from three-point range. And game 7, 2 of 10 from three-point range. But he did have a game in there on the road in game 5. He was 5 of 11 for 3. Ended up with 25 points in that game. His player prop number listed tonight, 22.5. You looking for those secondary options? Like an Andrew Wiggins? Playoff series there versus the Kings. 17 points, 22, 20, 18, 20, 13, and 17. Taking double-digit field goal attempts in every one of those games. The majority over 15. The NBA is popping, no doubt about it. We'll be right back. It's Tuesday, Monday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Big Major League Baseball card this afternoon. Or should I say this evening, right? No afternoon games here. First pitch of the first games. 6:40 p.m., Atlanta-Miami, 6:40 p.m., Mets and the Tigers, 6:40 p.m., Pittsburgh and Tampa Bay, and away we go into the evening itself. Some big doings here, and just some topics to talk about here in Major League Baseball. Judge to the IL for the New York Yankees. They're really bad at the plate. Their team looks horrendously bad at the plate. No Judge, no Stanton. Leaning on guys that were supposed to just be part-time slash, you know, players. That lineup doesn't look like a Yankees lineup all the way through. That's a high payroll where you're not getting much bang for your buck at this point now with the amount of injuries that you have. It's the way it is. Will they weather it? But I'd ask Kevin the day before on the early line and then Joe Ranieri this morning, are we actually getting a silver lining here for the New York Yankees where they're so bad at the plate that maybe Cashman reaches out and goes to get them some help, and that help actually helps, and then they get some guys back from the IL, Stanton and Judge, and away they go, and you get jump-started into the second half of the season. You know, they're not having a terrible year, roughly around 500, but the fact of the matter, the East is absolutely loaded right now, where you're way far back. Like almost burying yourself after just a month into the season. Baltimore Orioles having a good season. Toronto Blue Jays having a good season, right? All of that stuff. So we'll see what happens for the Yankees, but maybe getting some help maybe sooner than later. And how about for the New York Mets? Help sooner than later, why? Oh, Verlander looks like he's going to make his first start of the season on Thursday. Justin Verlander, back into the mix. Paid a lot of money for an aging pitcher who hasn't taken off in the season yet. But he's expected to go Thursday, which also includes Max Scherzer of the Mets. Going on Wednesday, fresh from his suspension for doctoring baseballs. So I'm sure he'll be on his P's and Q's and not using rosin and hairspray and gunk, whatever he was putting on himself, where the umpires repeatedly had to tell him to knock it off and wash it off. And if you do it again, we're going to have a problem. And he did it again. And they had a problem. And they threw him out and got that mandatory, I should say, 10-game suspension. But also, late night West Coast action tonight. If you are up in Los Angeles, are you going to be watching the Dodgers and the Philadelphia Phillies tonight, Tangle? Or you're going to be watching your beloved Lakers go up against the Golden State Warriors? But if you are watching that baseball game, you know who's back tonight? Bryce Harper, after 160 days from Tommy John surgery, which is like a world record at this point. Now, granted, he's not a pitcher, so the torque on the elbow of throwing constant 98-mile-an-hour fastballs isn't going to be there. That's not. But still, the fact is, he's going to come back and start as a DH, play some first base, and then probably go back out into right field where he's played for so many years. Tremendous stuff for the Phillies. Need all the help they can get. They got smacked last night on the diamond. Not even close. The Dodgers basically put them to sleep as soon as possible. But we do have a nice card overall tonight. Yesterday, you guys have known, I've been having a lot of fun with betting RBI props. Last night I had a couple RBI props in the San Diego Padres game. Worked out in my favor. Profitable night. Why? I wasn't able to round robin the four players I had in the Padres games because it was the same game, I assume. There's some things you cannot do. But I did go 2-2. I'm just trying to bring up the players again just to give you guys a look at how it went down. I had Juan Soto over a half of RBI. He got that in the first inning with a two-run double. He was plus 185, like Juan Soto. Plus 185 just to get one RBI. He got two. They don't get paid more the more RBI they have. You just got to get the one, and that's what you cash in on. Manny Machado also, late in the game, punched through a single through the right side and cashed in his RBI number at a plus 170 price. But the guys that I love, like Fernando Tatis, at a plus 140 number, he's their leadoff batter. Which, again, sometimes you get docked because why? The first at bat of the game, either hit a home run or you don't, you're not going to cash an RBI ticket. But the hope is that they're probably going to bat five times and just as many times as anybody else in the lineup. And on the swing through, they'll be in that hole where somebody's on second base, third base, bases loaded, what have you. But Tatis got three hits last night. They didn't cash that prop. But he had chances, too, to get that done. Same thing with Xander Bogaerts. I had him over an RBI at plus 180. He came up at one point with, I think, was a second and third or first and third, and wasn't able to cash in. So it was a profitable night overall, but could have been a really good night if either one Xander Bogaerts or Fernando Tatis, cashed in. Now, for my RBI props, I have been using Bet365. That's great because it seems like their niche there is their RBI price points are much, much better than, let's just say, DraftKings, FanDuel, you know, William Hill, BetMGM. Caesars is William Hill, by the way, in New Jersey. But you get the drift there. Like, they have very good numbers. And honestly, when you look at that stuff, it just makes sense. Like, team totals haven't really started, gotten off the ground for me just yet because, again, I live in the Northeast. It's 50 degrees today. It's freezing. Like, again, it's May the 2nd, and for 2 days in a row, I've had on a winter coat and a ski cap walking my dogs. Stop it. Stop it. Now, granted, it looks like come Saturday, Sunday this weekend, we might be in the clear. 70 degrees, 75 degrees, and hopefully that's away we go. And we can start bashing some of these team totals. But as I say, like, I'm not actually just having fun with these RBI props. They are cashing routinely. And they're really fun to cheer in. Like, from a guy that sometimes takes the ability where I have the MLB package, but I don't like to watch it all the time. In a big moment, like, let's just say Fernando Tatis just walked, and now there's bases loaded, and I have an RBI prop on Manny Machado. Let me turn in and watch. I do that a lot. But for quite the time, I'll go to my phone, look at my app, push the notifications that every time the team scores, light up my phone and my watch, buzz it. Oh, it's a great thing. You could be out driving, right? Hey, you know what? I got a couple round robins here on a Sunday afternoon, which between five or six guys, seven guys, whatever, I'm watching between three different games. You just put those notifications. Oh, man, that thing buzzes your wrist. Boop, 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 boop. Like, ooh, wonder who it was. Wonder if one of my guys got an RBI. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. But I'll tell you one of the unfair ones here is like when my watch tells me, like, oh, by the way, you just went up your 10th flight of steps for the day. Congratulations. Or, ooh, you're over your steps for the day. And it buzzes because you figure that's an RBI prop. And it's like Pavlov's dog, right? It's like ring, ring, ring. Ooh, that's good news. What is it? Oh, look, you just hit your 11,000th step of the day. No, that's not the update I wanted here. I want to talk about fitness right now and keeping in shape. I want to talk about an RBI for Manny Machado here and if he cashed me a ticket or not. But sometimes you have to find some new things to bet on that make some sense while you're waiting on getting back to the good stuff like team totals. And that's certainly been an advantage here. Now let's take a look at some of these games scheduled for a little bit later this evening. Late game tonight, as we just said, the Philadelphia Phillies and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Those are two really good lineups, though, however, getting after it tonight. The problem is, what are we going to get from these pitchers, and are they going to be dealing here? Because from a Phillies perspective, they're a dog tonight. FanDuel plus 136, DraftKings plus 130, Fox Bet plus 125. Let's just call it a 130 dog tonight. Strom versus Urias, the left-handed pitching matchup of the century tonight. Now, looking at Urias' numbers, 4.42 xFIP, which is a little bit high. That's something that you figure him trying to be a Cy Young Award winner here, you need to get that corrected. And he probably will. But here's the funny part about it, too. His splits aren't that great. He's got pretty good K numbers, 25%. But look at his splits. He's a left-handed pitcher. He's only faced 18 batters from the left side through the first month of the season. Off the charts bad, the lefties. 5.14 as a weighted on-base percentage. ISO 4.38. So you know where we're looking now, right? Lefties doing the lineup tonight, or at least anticipated for the Phillies. Bryson Stott, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, and Marsh. Schwarber down in that five hole now. Harper looks like he's going to take the three hole over, which should really help out Nick Castellanos, who's been wonderful this year for the Phillies in that four hole. But you got speed and contact at the top, power through the midline. The one thing that's really a shame is the injury bug bit the Phillies, before the season even started with Rhys Hoskins. Because if you take out, let's just say, I don't know, Sosa out of the lineup, who's actually been batting very well against lefties, and put in Rhys Hoskins, that's a fun lineup. But they should be able to do damage. I don't know if they can do it tonight against Urias. Now, looking from a Phillies perspective here, Strom on the mound, xFIP number 3.50, K percentage 36%. Awesome splits between lefty and righty batters, and Strom is a lefty. But you do have two good hitting lineups tonight. Not one of those games I'll be circling here, though, for myself. Intrigue-wise, yes. Will I be awake to watch it? No. But the one that does have a little bit, and sometimes you have to extrapolate some of these numbers for yourself. Michael Wacha has been absolutely atrocious for the San Diego Padres. He's got an xFIP on the season of 5.26. And again, if you're just hearing that number or term for the first time, you want that around a 3.5. 3.5 or below is really solid. Above that, you're getting a little bit in the dangerous categories. His weighted on-base percentage, Michael Wacha to lefties, is a 4.15. That's ridiculously bad. And an ISO of 3.42. Horrendous. Basically double the average of Major League Baseball. Right-handed batters are 3.74. Weighted on-base percentage and an ISO of 2.35. But here's the problem. The Reds can't hit. They can't hit right-handed pitching. They're ISO power numbers. They have two guys elevated. Barrio, 0.171, and Ramos, 182. Everybody else stinks. That's a spot you'd love to hit for the Reds, and you just can't do it. We'll be back tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tuesday afternoon solo mission today, DRS, having some fun here, Sirius XM Channel 159 on Moneyline. A little bit further to go here, talking some Major League Baseball, having some fun, but as you know, these phone lines are open, 844-843-6879, let's bring in a caller here, it's the X-Man from the great state of Virginia, he's ready to go on a Tuesday, and you know he's going to bring that heat, X-Man, what you got today?
It depends on what you want. You want the future or you want today's slate?
I mean, I want today. Let's go today first and live in the here and now. What do you got?
All right. Today, we're going with the Angels on the money line. We're going with the Astros on the run line. The Dallas Stars in regulation and Jordan Poole to get 15 points. 20-1.
There you go. 20-1. Now, using your AI senses here, X-Man, give me the future, man. Now, what's the future holding for us here in betting?
It's going to be Lakers versus Celtics in the finals.
Oh, boy.
For LeBron legacy.
I mean, that's going to have Kevin crying. I mean, if that's true, X-Man, Kevin's going to cry here daily on the set, having to cheer against the Lakers or for the Celtics here. That's really going to hurt him.
And the hockey. We're going to get the best of Canada, the Maple Leafs versus the Oilers.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. It's been a long time since Canada's won a Stanley Cup. It might come to an end there. So, by the way, Lakers and Celtics, who's winning that?
The Celtics, baby. I'm calling LeBron.
Man. There you go, man. Dustin, LeBron, East Coast, West Coast, it's all popping there. And by the way, are the Maple Leafs winning a Stanley Cup this year? Or is it going to be the Oilers?
I like the Oilers and the Connor McDavid. There's a problem.
Yeah. Little Conn Smythe. There you go. The X-Man checking in today. A 20-1 and told us about the future. What's good popping down there? For the X-Man in Virginia. Love it, X-Man. It's the way to do it. All right. By the way, I like the way you preface that, too. You know, you get a little action for today, or do you want the future? We'll take both. We'll eat it both up there. Lakers-Celtics final, Oilers-Maple Leafs final, Stanley Cup, and then we have a nice little 20-1 parlay set up in the streets today. And as I always say, like, X-Man's up in the morning, man, all the time. Like, the first thing I do, I get up, you know, my Twitter's always up on my phone or either my computer. And just seeing them on some of the stuff that wins or just misses there, it's good stuff. It's good timing here. So what we like to do, share those tickets on Twitter, people. You call in the radio stations here on Sirius. You share your picks with the public. You eat with the people. You break bread with the people. Which, the end of the show, again, we're going to go over some of those plays where we are going to break bread with the people. Now, question here, San Diego Padres. Padres and the Reds. And I just told you that. The Reds actually should be able to do some damage today at the plate against Michael Wacha. But they stink. So you can't bet on it, right? Or at least I can't bet on it. But I'm waiting for that lineup now. It looks like it's finally starting to turn for the Padres. Superstar power. I love their first six. Tatis, Machado, Soto, Bogarts, Carpenter, and Cronenworth. I like that. I think it's got a chance to do damage here and heat up. And they're playing good baseball now, finally. Tatis back in his home environment, firing up the crowd. A couple base hits there. We'll see where it goes tonight. But that's a game that Ashcraft's got a decent xFIP of 5, which you should be able to do damage against, but not enough overall players. Maybe for an RBI prop look, it could be here. But as I'm scrolling through a lot of these games tonight, again, we're waiting for the blast-off zone. We're waiting for 80-plus degree weather. Light winds blowing out. Because we're at the point now where we have enough in the tank where I can give you an honest estimate of what I think is going to take place in a game. Like, we're there at this point. We are. Feltner tonight on the mound against the Milwaukee Bucks. Thanks, Bucks. I got Bucks on my mind because it cost me money here with a ticket. But the Milwaukee Brewers, can they do damage at Coors tonight? Nice high, tidy total out there. What's the update? 11. It was 11 this morning, still 11 now. -164 favorite for the Brewers. Peralta versus Feltner. Decent hitters in that game. Hitting environment. Not warm temperatures just yet there in Colorado. But here's some of the games that I like to talk about, which, again, it's a shame that you're getting pitchers that are matching up with some really well-defined lineups here. The Giants don't have a great record on the season. But the one thing we know about the Giants, they're hitting right-handed pitching and really doing damage against it. If we have 9 estimated batters in the lineup tonight, we're showing 7 of those 9 batters today plus territory. Here's the problem. Brown, the young phenom on the mound there for the Astros, has been really good. 3.78 xFIP, K percentage 27%. Righty-lefty splits here, 212 to lefties as a weighted on base percentage, and 292 to righties. Look at these ISO power numbers here, 020 and 069. I would love to take a flyer tonight on the Giants, but you just can't do it. They don't match up well enough here. And DeSclafani has been pretty good. If anything, the Giants in the Astros game, probably going to the under. Let's get back to the phone lines here, 844-843-6879. Jordan's calling in today on a Tuesday. A little bit down in the dumps, rally in the valley tonight for an 0-2 start, but the series isn't over. I need to cheer it on. What's up, Jordan?
What's going on, Donnie? Yeah, series ain't over. 0-2 was obviously a little rough, but
it is.
Let's. I know you said you probably didn't see the end of the game, but I mean, CP went out. He got hurt. They were up 8 at the time.
Yes.
And then they just crumbled. I mean, it's probably that elevation, like you said. I mean, they're playing finals minutes, too. I mean, they got to figure something out there, Donnie. I mean, you can't be having KD and Booker play. I mean, I don't even see him go to the bench, man. Every time I look at the TV, one of them's on the court. So,
yeah, I think they had
I got to play today.
Go ahead.
Got some hockey plays, Donnie. I like the Stars and the Maple Leafs. The
McCarlam.
Coming off, I don't know what you feel. Florida coming off that Game 7 and the Kraken. You know, they both went to Game 7. So I figured the travel, the Game 7, they may be a little lethargic. But we'll see. You know, the drill, best show on Sports Grid. I love the RBI props. Have a good day, man.
You got it, man. There's Jordan from Phoenix checking in here. We're trying to rally the valley, find some winners here in this mix. But I do like that. It's always interesting where you have that game 7, right? You have all that emotion you come off of, and then you move on to the next round, and you're sort of taking that deep breath. Sometimes that's where you can try to take advantage of another team. Interesting part there was for the Philadelphia 76ers that had so much time off. It didn't actually help them, per se, because Joel Embiid was still hurt, but James Harden, fresh after partying up in Las Vegas, having a good time, he really showed up. So maybe the Sixers in between games should just send him out of town to a nice festive party atmosphere and certainly get it on. All right, Arizona and Texas tonight. Take a look at that game. My favorite pitcher right now in Major League Baseball, Zach Allen of the Arizona Diamondbacks, New Jersey native. Absolutely stone cold filthy. They're a minus 154 favorite, the Diamondbacks, over the Rangers with Gray on the mound. I don't even care who's at the plate here coming up for Texas. A nice little mix. Looks like how many lefties I got in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Looks like as many as 5 left-handed batters, which includes switch hitters tonight, which is the way you're supposed to play it going up against right-handed pitching. If we take a look at Zach Allen. His xFIP on the season, 2.05. K rate, 36%. Walk rate, 1%. You just can't get on base against this guy. Look at his splits. Over 100 batters that he's faced. 55 from the left-hand side. Keep in mind, again, Gallant is a right-handed pitcher. A 152 weighted on base average and an ISO of 037. Ridiculous. Ridiculously good. Right side, 61 plate appearances. 212 weighted on base percentage, ISO of 136. He's been unbelievable on the mound to start the season. Up there in Cy Young contention in the National League. Now, Gray has actually struggled this year to an xFIP of 5.79, a K rate of 16%. And we just told you, Zach Allen walking 1% of the batters. So he said over 100 batters. So if 100 batters have came up against Zach Allen, one free pass, that's unbelievable. John Gray's walking 12% of the batters that he faces. Now, Gray's a right-handed pitcher. Did you know he's actually dominating right-handed batters? To the tune of 225 as a weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 091. That's fantastic. But take a look to left-handed batters. He's been getting lit up. A 411 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 250. That's tremendous. Lee Bad. To take that Snoop Dogg commercial with Andy Samberg. A lot of lefties in the lineup tonight anticipated. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, as many as 6, including switch hitters here, to get after Gray. So maybe sneaky for the Diamondbacks today. I do like the Diamondbacks to win that game. I would lay the minus 154. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Get some help. Get some friendship. Get some talks going. 844-843-6879. Chris from Austin is calling in today on a Tuesday edition of Moneyline. What's up, Chris?
Mr. Wrightside, good evening, man. How are you?
Hey, brother. What's up, man? What you got for me today?
Hey, man, we had talked before the draft last Thursday, and I had mentioning that I had a 10.5 on Bijan, and the other book was 12.5. It looked like my book was onto something, huh?
Yeah.
And it ended up coming back at plus 120. So I hit that. I hit Anthony Richardson under 4.5, too. How about that? That was a good time.
That's a good one.
Yeah, man. But anyway, I'm looking at tonight, and I wanted to say I also agree with you on the college football playoff. Man, that's a lot of traveling, right? I mean, one week you're in Dallas, the next week you're in Phoenix, another week you're in Miami. Who can do all that?
Exactly.
I agree with you on that. And, that's just too much. Because I'm listening to you on a tape delay, man. I rewind your show on SiriusXM.
There you go.
They allow us to rewind and restart as I was listening to that. But, hey, man, so I want to tell you what I like the Kraken tonight at plus 155.
Ooh,
and I like the Bears tonight at plus 150.
Oh,
I like the Orioles at minus 150.
Uh-huh. I love the Orioles tonight, by the way.
And
I love that pick.
And the Red Sox at plus 123 and over 9.5. And my last play is I'm going to take the Phillies over 8. And the Phillies at plus 1.
Little Harper. Yeah.
I'm on the mound. Yeah.
I like what you're digging out there, Chris. No doubt. Got a full card tonight. Good stuff, man.
Full card. You know, the NBA is too tricky, man. I get that 6.5 with all the injuries.
Yeah.
Like the guy with the producer saying, and who isn't going to play. I kind of like Golden State, though, at 4.5, but I'm more like the 229 under. Under 229.
Yeah.
I like that more than I like the 4.5. What do you think?
Yeah, two teams feeling themselves out. Game one here, just getting used to the flow here. Lakers, much better defensive team than you saw from the Sacramento Kings. So I like it. It's good stuff there by Chris calling in Austin today. Get after those bets, Chris, man. Appreciate it. All right. Now, he brought up one, too, because I was trying to scan through the card. Already bet this one. And you know me, I'm not a huge side total player, right? Just straight up. But I did take two sides money line today. Two-leg parlay plus 155. I took the Minnesota Twins, who I love Ryan on the mound today. And I took the Baltimore Orioles, who I like Wells a little bit. But I like that Baltimore Orioles lineup going up against Yarbrough, who is terrible. Minus 172, minus 162 parlay together, plus 155. Not a bad price tonight. There we go. Thinking about cashing in some tickets tonight. How about that? We'll close it down next. Keep it right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Guess who's back? Back again. Yeah, it's your boy Donnie Wrightside, but also Bryce Harper back tonight for the Philadelphia Phillies out on the West Coast. That should be an interesting one to play up, but also most eyes are on the prize here in the NBA tonight. The Garden's going to be rocking tonight. The Knicks needing a victory. And out west, as I said, I think this is the series of the playoffs. It's the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James, Steph Curry, superstar power. Just wish the NBA wasn't burying it at 10 o'clock Eastern, huh? Just the way it is here. But let's have some fun and go over some of the picks that we gave away on the show. Not in love tonight with a ton of spots. Where we have RBI props tonight. So more of picks and same-game parlays. In Major League Baseball, I parlayed the Twins and the Orioles together for a plus 155 price. In the NBA, I took a same-game parlay in the Knicks game versus the Heat. Bam Adebayo to get over 15 points. Jalen Brunson over 20 points. Gabe Vincent, two or more, made three-point shots. That's a plus 107. Also have a two-leg parlay in a cross-game parlay. Josh Hart of the New York Knicks, over 8.5 rebounds. Kevon Looney, over 12.5 rebounds. That payout is plus 308. That's where I'm going with my action tonight to have some fun with JP. Let the people know again where you're going tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to go to that RJ double-double prop, and it wouldn't honestly blow my mind if he had a triple-double tonight. So,
Whoa, there you go. Triple-doubles in action. We are waiting for some substantial updates here on who's playing, who's not playing, who's banged up, and whose minutes might be restricted tonight in that Miami Heat's New York's Knicks game. But the second game tonight, game one of the series out on the West Coast, Lakers and the Warriors, we're not worried about injuries in that. 5-point spread here as a favorite for the Golden State Warriors. That total at 227. And we did get some news from the Philadelphia 76ers this afternoon. A doubtful tag for tomorrow in the Sixers-Celtics game with Joel Embiid. But they have a little bit of time to sit back and relax. And by the way, an odds boost here. James to get 20, Curry to get 25 or more, and Davis 10 or more rebounds. A plus 100. Something that you might want to dig into here on the FanDuel Sportsbook. That'll do it for the Tuesday edition today of Moneyline for JP behind the wheels of steel. It's your boy Donnie Wrightside. I'll be back tomorrow. Have a good afternoon. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.